Even in the face of rising prices, you continue to shop. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 17th day of October. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, the markets react to not only consumer spending, but also treasury yields. United Airlines posts a huge third quarter profit. Some hotel news we've got to share with you today. So how real is that online business review that you've seen? Some say it's not real at all. Electric vehicles and GM made the news today. A housing crisis versus vacant houses. It's a surprising report. We've got the Wall Street Report and new numbers from the work from home department. Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've made the decision to hang around with us for a few minutes again today. Hey, if you want to hook up with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's at Insight on Business. Well, it was a total surprise as the Commerce Department released the latest retail sales numbers for September. And even in the face of rising prices, you, the U.S. consumer, continued to spend and sales rose by 0.7%. And that is more than twice what economists had predicted. A closely watched category of retail sales that excludes auto dealers, gas stations, and building materials and feeds into the gross domestic product jumped by 0.6% last month compared to the prior month. The Associated Press is reporting that these sales figures are not adjusted for inflation, but the cost of goods barely rose last month, so the increased spending is not a reflection of higher prices. Prices for durable goods, such as those sold by appliance and electronics stores, actually fell last month. So, what is it that you're buying? Well, we learned that you're spending at restaurants, which had a solid 0.9% increase. Spending online rose by 1.1% last month, according to the report. Sales at general merchandise stores rose by 0.4%. Meanwhile, sales at home furnishings and furniture stores were flat, while electronic stores and outlets that sell building materials saw declines reflecting a difficult housing market. The retail sales report, which reflects the sixth consecutive monthly gain, reinforces the fact that American consumers, that would be you, as a whole, are showing no signs of pulling back on your spending, which powers most of the economy. And yes, the markets did react to the retail report, and at first the three major indexes rose, and it looked like another strong day on Wall Street. However, investors weighed a number of other factors, including rising Treasury yields and a growing optimism surrounding third quarter corporate earnings. The numbers from today, I'll have those for you in just a few minutes. Third quarter profit over at United Airlines hit $1.1 billion due to the vacation-heavy time period, but the airline forecast surprisingly weak profit the rest of the year. Why? Surging jet fuel prices. The third quarter was strong all around for the Chicago-based airline. United said the revenue increased by more than 12% over the same period last year, led by international flights. From the hotel beat, we learned that Wyndham Hotels and Resorts rejected an unsolicited $8 billion buyout offer from Choice Hotels, a smaller chain that went public with its bid after negotiations broke down. Wyndham, which runs Days Inn, La Quinta, Ramada, and a host of other brands, called the proposal opportunistic and said that it undervalued its growth potential. The offer was rejected unanimously by its board, said the company. Meanwhile, Choice Hotel International said it went public with its bid after 6 months of negotiations broke down. Hey, speaking of hotels, You know those online reviews that get posted about everything from services to restaurants to hotels? How real are they, really? Well, the AP is reporting that some of the most used platforms for travel and online shopping said that they are going to team up to battle fake reviews. Review sites Glassdoor and Trustpilot, as well as travel companies Expedia Group, Booking.com, and TripAdvisor, said in an announcement they're launching a coalition that aims to protect access to trustworthy consumer reviews worldwide. The group, called Coalition for Trusted Reviews, will look for best practices for hosting online reviews and share methods on how to detect fake ones. That will include developing standards for what constitutes a fake review and sharing information about how bad actors operate. Phony reviews have long plagued online marketplaces despite efforts to eradicate it. Most of the problem is fueled by brokers who solicit fake customer reviews through social media platforms, encrypted messaging apps, and other channels in exchange for money, free items, or other benefits. Brokers can solicit positive reviews to boost sales for businesses or sellers, and they can also post negative reviews for competitors in order to tank their sales. Fake reviews. And now you know. The slowing demand for electric vehicles has General Motors delaying electric truck pickup production at a factory near Detroit. The company said it's doing so to better manage its capital investments and to make some engineering changes. The company said in a statement the factory in Orion Township, Michigan, will instead start making electric Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups in late 2025. Originally, the company had planned to start production sometime next year. GM stressed that the ongoing UAW strike played no part in this decision. You know, for months, we've reported on a housing crisis that's gripped the nation. Everything from high mortgage rates to a lack of available homes for sale has been in the headlines for a very long time. But now, there is a but. According to a new analysis by LendingTree, millions of homes stay vacant in America. Using the latest U.S. Census Bureau American Community Survey data, LendingTree found that there are 5.5 million vacant housing units in the 50 largest metros in the U.S., and this results in an average vacancy rate of 7.2%. The study revealed that New Orleans, Miami, and Tampa, Florida have the highest vacancy rates in the country, standing at 13.8%, 12.6%, and 12.1%, respectively. In contrast, the lowest vacancy rates are found in Minneapolis, Austin, Texas, and Washington, D.C., with rates of 4.5%, 4.5%, and 4.9%, respectively. Minneapolis, Austin, and D.C. are the only three cities with vacancy rates below 5%. So what's going on? Well, LendingTree's analysis showed that the most prevalent reason, like 26.6% for vacant housing units in the nation's 50 largest metropolitan areas, is that they are available for rent. Meanwhile, 17% of housing units remain vacant because they are used only part-time. Additionally, 7.9% of homes are unoccupied. Why? Because of ongoing repair or renovation work. Still, that's a bunch of vacant housing that's not on the market. Speaking of the market, Wall Street had a tough day as the Dow eked out a gain of only 13 points to end the trade at 33,997, while the Nasdaq fell by 34 points to close at 13,533, and the S&P 500 lost fractionally to finish Tuesday at 4373. In each case, the indexes were well above the flat line until midday when the wheels came off, only to slightly rebound in the final hour. So what happened? Well, bond yields increased, with the 10-year note growing to 4.83% from 4.71% on Monday. Meanwhile, U.S. crude settled unchanged at $86.66 a barrel, while Brent crude settled at $89.90, up nearly 0.3%. And finally, there is this, and this is about the number of Americans working from home, and that number is sliding. New federal data says that remote work has extended its post-pandemic slide. Only 26% of U.S. households currently have a work-from-home member, All of this according to a Census Bureau survey cited by Bloomberg. And that's down from a peak of 37% in early 2021. The numbers appear to reflect a larger return-to-office trend that's taken root among notable companies including Amazon, Meta, and Goldman Sachs. Firms have cited in-person collaboration as the main driver behind the push. But analysts have also pointed to remote work's negative impact on commercial real estate and urban businesses. However, and you know this, employees love it. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.